everyone, welcome to Medical Dialogues. I'm Mr. Zaman and here's what I bring to you all from the world of medicine. Green tea and black tea effective against Omicron variants of the COVID-19 virus, shows a study. In a recent study published in Scientific Reports, it was revealed that green tea, matcha and black tea were effective in inactivating Omicron subvariants. The findings build upon previous research demonstrating the efficacy of these compounds in inactivating conventional SARS-CoV-2 by binding to the receptor binding domain of the S protein. Epigallocatechin gallate, or EGCG, and thiaflavin 3,3-diiodigallate, or TFDG, which are tea catechins, exhibited strong inhibitory effects on the BA.1 and XE subvariants, while their impact on BA.2.75 was comparatively weaker. Further investigation through a neutralization assay unveiled that EGCG and TFDG hindered the interaction between the BA.1 receptor binding domain and ACE2, a crucial receptor for viral entry. Aspiring to excel in medical journalism and delve into the intricacies of health and medical reporting? Explore our comprehensive course on medical and health journalism available at the Medical Dialogues Academy. Learn from industry experts who possess in-depth knowledge and experience in this field. For further details, scan the QR code or access the link in the description box below. Can surgery enhance survival rates in metastatic breast cancer? A recent review published in The Oncologist showed that surgery of the primary breast tumor in patients with de novo metastatic breast cancer does not significantly prolong overall survival, except for potential benefits in younger or premenopausal individuals, highlighting the need for further clinical trials to guide decision-making. The research team meticulously analyzed data from multiple sources, including the Cochrane Library, Embase, Medline, and Web of Science, with the latest update in July 2023. They also manually searched conference proceedings for relevant information. COVID-19 linked to increased risk of autoimmune and autoinflammatory disorders, shows a study. A recent study published in JAMA Network Open has shown that COVID-19 is associated with a heightened risk of autoimmune and autoinflammatory connective tissue disorders, suggesting the importance of evaluating such conditions in long-term COVID-19 management. The study, which utilized nationwide data, aimed to quantify the occurrences of these disorders after COVID-19 infections. The research spanned from October 8, 2020 to December 31, 2021. Using data from the Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency COVID-19 National Health Insurance Service cohort. Among the 354,527 individuals COVID-19 and the 61,34,940 controls. That's all for today. Stay tuned to Medical Dialogues for latest updates.
Never miss a medical update from Medical Dialogues. Like, subscribe, and press the bell icon.